Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
My name's JP, that's Tim. This is The Positive Truth. We bring you uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. Or we have an interview with a very positive person that's doing positive things in the community. If you want to follow us, if you want to help out with the podcast, if you want to share the positivity, give us a 5-star review in iTunes, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, follow us, share, that helps us so much. All our social media accounts are down below, where we occasionally post the stories and all other kind of cool things that are coming at the end of this year. More importantly, Tim, how are you doing?
I'm sore, man. I'm not as sick, so that's like wonderful, but I'm sore. I decided to play basketball today, man, and it didn't go so well for me.
I'm interested. Where did we play and who did we play against?
So I played with some coworkers from Golden Corral, right? You know, it was like prison ball out there. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I was getting tossed around. You know, I'm tiny too. I'm a tiny guy. Like, I'm out there hooping like I'm in high school still, getting just pushed every time I drove in. It was ridiculous. And I couldn't shoot. I missed everything I shot up. I had like one good steal, and I put the burners on, man. I started running so fast, made it down, made my layup, started jogging back court. My back cramped up so bad. I jogged into a nice little walk. I had to bend over and stretch. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. I'm over this, like, non-athletic Tim, so I decided I'm just gonna get back in like crazy shape. I'm gonna get back in like athletic Tim shape. So I'm committed to playing sports year round, indoor soccer, badminton. I don't care what it is, man.
Tim, weren't you running like 6 miles a day?
Dude, running and basketball, it's like two different shapes. It's
very true. That was stupid of me. I'm sorry.
Dude, it sucks, man. My lungs were burning. I don't understand why my lungs would be burning, but it hurt. It hurt.
Did you all win?
Man, let's not talk about that, JT.
Okay. It sounds like Tim needs some positive news stories.
Yes, I do, man. Yes, I do. Man.
Well, I got
you. Yo estoy deprimido.
I got you. I don't know what you just said, but I got you.
Let's get it going, man. Let's get it going.
Okay, so here's a positive news story for you. The country of Mexico has created a marine park the size of Illinois in the Pacific Ocean. It's the largest ocean reserve in North America, and it's a conservation for whales, turtles, giant rays, and others, like dozens of other species. Every fishing activity will be prohibited, as well as any sort of construction of like infrastructure around the islands. Basically, they're going to have, like, Mexico's going to have their Navy out there every day to carry out surveillance, equipment, and training activities that will include remote monitoring in real time and environmental education to not only protect the fish, but to learn more about them and their environment.
Dude, that's amazing. How is all this possible?
That's what governments can do whenever they put their minds to something positive.
Ah, I see what you did there. Oh, man, that's dope. That's super dope, man. That actually leads me into my first positive news story, but I want you to continue and talk about the story a little bit more.
Oh, I was done.
Oh, okay. I thought you had more. I failed there. All right, I'll continue. Well, my story is about a couple that is separated by, you know, immigration status, and it sucks. So what they decided to do, they decided to get married at the border. And they were able to do that with an organization called Door of Hope, which we did a story a long time ago. I don't know if you remember, but they opened up the border for like 10 minutes so they could like hug
Oh, I do remember this.
Okay, and I think this is like another organization. I'm not sure if it's the exact same one. I meant to look this up. I just ran out of time. But I think it's a different organization that open up the border for a certain amount of time where you get to see your loved ones, where it's American citizens but get to see Mexican citizens, and they get to talk and hug and touch each other, which is, it's awesome because they obviously don't get to see each other any other way. And he didn't explain why his name is Brian. He didn't explain why he couldn't go back to Mexico. But what they are going to do now that they got married is file for a visa and try to get her over to the United States. But I thought it was really awesome that they decided to get married on the border, because these families, you know, being ripped apart like that, not being able to see each other, it's terrible. And seeing, you know, positive news stories that are going on with all this madness that we're seeing on, you know, mainstream media, it's pretty beautiful, because there's some wonderful stories that are going on right now, and people are still trying to be positive out there. Other people should know that are struggling right now, for sure.
That's what we're here for, Tim.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So that's kind of a follow-up story.
Absolutely.
I like that. I got a follow-up story too. Do you remember the runner? She was 100 years old, and she ran the 100-meter sprint in 39 seconds. Like, 39 seconds, she set a world record, and she started running at age 100.
Dude, it's not a year later already, is it?
Almost. She's 101 now.
Oh, my gosh!
Her name's Julia Hawkins, and she qualified for the Senior Olympics. And, yeah, I think that's really cool. I will say, I like her advice. She said, because she started running after 100, she's like, I knew I could run because I've always enjoyed yard working. And whenever the phone rings, I would always have fun running to answer it, which is hilarious because I would do that as a kid. But she said she credits her 4 children, ages 64 to 71, plus 3 grandchildren, for supporting her to races. She's always out of breath and exhausted whenever she finished running. Can you relate, Tim?
Tu sabes.
But I like her life advice. She's like, a lifetime of smart eating and bicycling has helped her stay healthy enough to run in her later years. She eats lots of vegetables and fruits, especially bananas. Not much meat. She's never been a smoker or a drinker. And her advice for anyone that wants to start running, keep in good shape. Try not to get up, not to be overweight. Get good sleep and keep exercising and training. Don't give up. But she qualified for the Senior Olympics. I just thought it was cool.
That's amazing. She's like, goals. I want to be 101 and, like, kick everybody's butt in running, like, the fastest woman in the world. She can call herself Flash, and nobody in her age group can get mad at her.
I mean, I'm not mad at her either, and I'm not in her age group.
Man, she's legit. Man, well, I have a pretty cool little news story. I found this story online, actually. I think the wife tagged me in it, and she got mad because I didn't say it last time, so I need to bring it up this time. So today, this story is about a young woman with Down syndrome. She became the first woman with a disability to compete in the Miss USA state pageant.
Say what?
Exactly, man. Michaela Holmgren, 22 years old, was a contestant in the Miss Minnesota pageant on this past Sunday. She didn't win the crown, but she took home the Spirit of Miss USA Award and the Director's Award, which recognizes a young woman that is a standout in the pageant. Dude, she has like a great positive attitude. I saw a video of her earlier whenever I was reading this positive news story, and she's just like one of the sweetest girls in the world. She's just excited and motivated. This is what she's always wanted to do, and she hopes to go out there to inspire more people to go out there and just be themselves. I think it's a beautiful news story, man.
Absolutely. I mean, that extends beyond just pageants. That shows if you get out of your comfort zone, you can do whatever you want to, no matter how difficult the obstacle.
Absolutely, man.
Well, speaking of difficult obstacles, so it's the holidays. My last two stories are about super generous people. First one is about a lady named Kate McClure. She's 27 years old. She was in Philadelphia to visit a friend last month, and she ran out of gas. And basically, she pulled over, and she was worried because she didn't have any money. She ran into a homeless man. His name is Johnny Bobbitt Jr. And he was like, yo, this isn't safe. Like, why are you here? She's like, I ran out of gas. So he gave her his last $20 he had. It was like, hey, there's a gas station over there. Get some gas. Get out of here. That was it. It was the whole interaction, right?
Right.
She got her his name. She started a GoFundMe for him. And found out that he's a former ammunition technician. And yeah, she raised on the GoFundMe $350,000 for this dude. Not 3,000, not 35,000.
How did we go from, we started at $20, right?
Yeah.
We got to 350.
The goal was 10K, Tim. The goal was 10K. But the thing was, like, he gave his last amount of money to help her out. And it
paid him back in the most positive way. Like, he just hit the lotto, basically.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
So basically, the first thing, like, if you go on the GoFundMe page, just like, he just got a small home. He never has to worry about it. He paid it off. Never have to worry about a roof over his head again. He bought his dream car, which was a 1999 Ford Ranger, which I don't know what that is, but that sounds cool, I guess. He's got a job, which is crazy, because he got all cleaned up. He got a job, and he got his first computer. And the job doesn't pay much, but he doesn't have a lot of bills. So, yeah, all of this happened because he gave $20.
Dude, that's so awesome, man. That, like, shows you, like, even whenever you're, like, at your worst and you have nothing else to give and you give away your last, like, little item, positivity always pays off, man. That's awesome to me.
It reminds me of that Jamie Zumwalt interview we did back in the summer where she said, you know, she works with the homeless and she was like, she's seen that, like, the poorer you are, the more generous you are. It's contrary to what you think. Just another example right here.
Absolutely. Man, that's awesome. Well, like, this is my last one I have right here. Do you know who Gary Owen is?
No idea.
Have you ever, like, seen a Kevin Hart movie?
Nah. Sorry, Tim.
I should know this answer. All right. Well, my bad. My bad, man. Well, like, if you ever watch, like, Think Like a Man, like, he's the white guy, the white comedian. That's about, like, the best way I can explain it. But Gary Owen, he's a comedian, man. He's a funny dude. He, like, made these Instagram posts that are, you know, funny. Facebook posts that are pretty funny and stuff. And last week he made a post about seeing this guy cleaning the men's bathroom in the Atlanta airport, right? He saw him actually helping this drunk guy, and money fell out of that drunk guy's wallet. Or not wallet, out of his backpack, and money fell out of his wallet. So what the dude did, instead of taking the money and picking it up and you know, stealing it, he put the money back in the wallet, put the wallet back in the backpack, zipped it up, and he walked the guy to where he needed to be, right? And Gary Owen witnessed this, you know, and he posted it, and he thought it was just, like, amazing. Of course, he made the post funny in his own way, but what happened was that Atlanta Airport, you know, decided to give him a surprise, and they recognized him in front of all of the travelers inside the airport. And his name is Corey, and he was thanked in front of everybody and got his nice little recognition that he definitely deserved. And I thought that was awesome that Gary Owen's post made it that far to the airport, where this guy was just doing his job and was being a nice guy, where people might think he would do something different. It was just amazing to me. It was dope whenever you think nobody's watching and you're doing the right thing and all of a sudden you get noticed for it. I just thought it was dope, and I thought I should share.
See, what I take away from that news story is there's a lot of people doing the right things that no one notices, and that's why we're here. And that's what people need. That's what I hope people remember whenever they hear negative news.
Absolutely.
So my last positive news story is about a South Korean in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm going to butcher her name. Her name is Insuk Baek. I tried.
Man, it sounded good to me, man.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate that. And she's an immigrant from South Korea. She grew up in the South Korea during the Korean War, and her family always didn't have enough to eat. But since she's immigrated, she bought her own, like, I guess, gas station, Mountain View Shell. She works there, owns it, is part of the franchise. And she says she has a lot of blessings now. So for the last 8 years, she has given away free Thanksgiving lunch from 12:30 to 5:30 at her gas station. Basically what they do is they get a collection of volunteers, including her son, and they do ham, turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, stuffing, pumpkin pie, along with, I think I lost it, a soda and a drink. And if you want seconds, you can come back for it. And each year, she's done like 600 people. This last year, she did 620. It's all free. She's just giving back. I think it's awesome. I wanted to talk about it. There we go.
Dude, that is awesome. Giving away free food is like, I feel like you can't do anything better than that. I mean, we all need food, no matter, you know, all the wants we have. We all need food. So when you're giving away food, it's like the most generous thing you can do.
Also, Thanksgiving in America is the only thing you can really attribute to it is food and family. And if you don't have one or the other, if you don't have either, you're in bad shape. I can't imagine a Thanksgiving without food. So her giving back is just absolutely wonderful.
For sure, for sure.
But I think that's all our positive news stories, Tim.
You are absolutely right, sir.
Do you have a quote?
You know I don't have a quote. But I do have a nice little story.
Okay.
I lied. I don't have a story, man. I'm looking for a quote. I'm stalling.
Well, if you want to support the podcast, like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on our social medias. We got a big announcement coming up at the end of the year.
The enthusiasm was real.
And I found a quote, man.
Ha, take that, world. And he was doing the talking. I suck at life.
You're good, Tim. You're good. You're not sick. You're happy. You got a kid on the way and you're married. You have nothing to complain about.
I got a blister on my big toe. All right, I'm done complaining. I'm done.
Touché. Can't stop that. That's because you were running so fast playing basketball.
Man, they did call me Flash one time. Felt good for a second.
That was before the back cramp or after it?
Right before the back cramp. That caused the back cramp, man.
Yeah. All right, so kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see, from Mark Twain.
Ah, I don't know what to say to that, man.
It's all good. Well, we'll see you on Friday with a wonderful interview with Original Flow, OKC's positive hip-hop artist, because JoJo demands we put it out next week.
He ain't gonna hear this anyways. Hey, no, it's a dope interview overall, though. I like Original Flow. I've been a fan of his for a while, and I'm glad we finally got him on the show.
Absolutely. So until Friday, we're out.
Stay positive.